Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I be calling myself Caliance because I be working hard. I want to be the best. So rolling out, if that's my time to show people.
What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. This is where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip-hop music culture. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX. I'm one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other lovely host, A-Dub.
Yes, and we have a very special guest today. She's an artist, TikTok viral sensation. Her song is going crazy right now. Welcome, Callie, to the podcast.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Callie. And I'm here with my girls. We're going to turn up and talk all day, okay?
So let's kick it off with how you started. Let's kick it off with how you got in the game on the Netflix show Rhythm and Flow. Okay. So we want to kind of start there.
The Rhythm and Flow, it was more of a kickoff for me learning I need to really focus on my music and get into my bag. Because when I went on the Rhythm and Flow, I didn't go past the first episode because I never got to go in front of the judges. They was telling me, oh, like, the judges are tired. Like, you know, we have to send you guys to the next location, but I never went because they never sent us to the next location. So I went home, like just a trip to the city. But I did meet a lot of cool people, a lot of dope artists, you know, who are still in my life now and who motivated me and checked on me, making sure I was staying on my whole music grind. So yeah.
So how did you even make it onto the show? Like, you're talking about being in front of Cardi B, T.I., Chance the Rapper. Well, you were supposed to be in front of those people. Like, how did you make it on the show?
I was at work. And I was working at a senior living, actually. Mm-hmm. And I was having lunch with my mom, who was, like, the director of the building. She walked in. She was like, look, this is a competition going on. You say you want to get into music. Let's give this a try. Like, I feel like you can make you always rapping to me. So just try. And I'm like, okay, like, I wasn't going to do it. I was like, what are the chances of me actually getting picked to be on a show? You know what I mean? But I ended up doing it. And yeah, they called me back like 3 days later. It was crazy. Like, it was my first like, wow, like moment. Like, whoa, I can rap. They know I can rap now, okay?
But was kind of like, kind of frustrating if like you got called back and everything, you were so excited, your hopes are up, and then nothing happens, the judges are tired. Were you kind of like, really, y'all gonna do this to me?
Yeah, of course. I was like, I sat in this room for 12 hours. Y'all interviewed me, y'all did all the stuff, we recorded all these scenes and stuff, and I'm like, I didn't get, I practiced, like, like, come on, like, now it was like 10 of us left. Like, y'all know y'all could have seen the last 10 of us. Like, so I was bummed out. Obviously, I told my family and stuff. I told my friends, and I had to go back with no. It's like, not like I was bad. Like, I just didn't get on the show. It's just like, they were tired. So that's that. You just kind of have to accept that. So I just went back, and I took that as, you know, it wasn't my time. I didn't have any music out. Or, like, anything seriously recorded since I was a little girl. And nobody want to hear that right now. So I was like, I need to go get in my bag, like, you know, just record music. That wasn't the opportunity for me. That wasn't my moment. That may have been somebody else's moment.
Okay, yeah, so we have what happened with Rhythm and Flow, and then after that is when you recorded Mommy. Is that when that came into the picture?
Yeah, I recorded a few songs before Mommy, but Mommy was the one song that I put out, and I was like, yeah, I did that, like, this is the song, like, oh yeah, I took my time writing this. This is really show, like, I'm an artist, you know, I got my own flow. I'm really taking it serious. Like, this was my single, you know, that one single people be like, oh, like, you know, this is the song that we love. That's what I was like, yeah, this is gonna be the one. Yeah.
And how did you go about getting your music out there and getting people to hear it? Like, okay, I know I can rap now, I know I got the talent. How did you get it to people?
Well, when I was on Rhythm and Flow, I had met Ken the Man, I had met Treaty and some other people, and we had did this freestyle, and it had went viral, so people started following me from that, and then I had all these, like, hair pages and lock pages following me, and, like, they're, like, asking me to model and stuff, so I just used my social media. Like, I was getting so many followers, and at the time that I was gaining them, I'm like, well, let me introduce my new followers to, you know, this Cali that they haven't seen yet, you know what I mean, and they loved it. You know,
so, like, on your gram before the music got into it, were you just like being a baddie like every day? Was that just like that type of Instagram page you were doing and the music started?
Kind of. I was doing like freestyles like every Friday.
Okay.
So post my cute little pictures, make sure they like and follow. Then Friday, I'm gonna hit on with a freestyle, you know. Oh, like, I'm not just a pretty face with dope hair, you know what I mean?
The strategy. We love the strategy, okay?
Yeah.
You came for the pics, but you stayed because of the bars.
Right.
Period. Now, you talk about your collab with Ken the Man. Is that somebody that you're really close to in the industry? Because I know we heard that she was the one that kind of encouraged you after the whole Rhythm and Flow thing. Is that someone that you're close to, someone who you would collaborate with again?
Yeah, that's like, honestly, people don't understand how close me and Ken are. Like, that's like my big sis. Like, I call her for any and everything. When I make something or I do an interview, like, after this interview, I'll probably call her, like, yeah, girl, I just did this little interview. There's stuff going on, booked and busy, you know what I mean? Me and Ken, we always talking about new music. We have each other in our notes where the new music is at. So every time I add something in my notes for new music, she see it. She'll call me, like, girl, you rolled out. You rolled out. I need to get on that joint. Blah, blah, blah. And I'll do the same thing, like, oh my God, why you kept this from me so long? So that's not my business. She always give me right, make sure I'm doing the right thing, trusting the right people, and yeah.
Now, something that's interesting, I feel like a lot of male rappers, like, they'll do the collaborative mixtapes, they'll do the albums together. Would you ever consider doing a tape with her? Because I feel like that's something we need from the ladies, a joint mixtape or joint album. We haven't seen that in a minute.
Of course, I do them with Kenny Man. I do them with Chanting. Like, I get in with the rap girls for sure. We definitely need a mixtape. That's gonna go up.
For sure. We need to facilitate that.
Yeah.
Now, let's go into the song that everybody's been playing now. Let's go into that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so take us through how that came about.
You gotta say, mm-mm, what's the attitude? It's mm-mm.
That mm-mm.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
That,
yeah.
Mm-mm.
So I made mm-mm being just I was in Miami and I was recording like back every day all week, and I just wanted to be like the girls on the yacht with hookah in their hand and the Casamigo bottles with my bikini home, but I couldn't because I'm with ATL Jacob and he wanted me to be in the studio all damn day again, and I'm like, I don't want to be here. Like, I literally kept saying, I got writer's block, and I'm ready to go. Like, come on, let's just go be outside for a little, like, a day. Can we be outside for one day, please? I'm trying to be on my hood rat shit, okay? And he was not going for it. He was like, let's go. We in the studio room. He started making a beat from scratch, and I kept saying, because I kept thinking, like, hell no, like, this is not what I want to be doing right now. I'm going to be a cute bitch. I want to be outside. And he was like, go ahead, get in the booth. Stay there in the booth then. Tell me how you feeling. And then I was like, okay. I was like, I never heard nobody say like a catchy phrase on a song. So that's how I'm feeling. I'm gonna go say that. He like, then go say that. Why you wasting my time? Go say that. And I'm like, okay. So I went in there. We was just bouncing off each other's ideas all night. And then by the time I got done, he was like, this is a hit. Get on live. This is the one. We was running around the room like, ah, who did that? Like, it was just such a vibe. And yeah, that's how that came. Me being lazy.
Because it's really just like a response to anything. Anything you don't like, it's just like,
yeah.
No. Not happening. Yeah. So how did it start going so viral on TikTok then?
It's random. Like, honestly, I do not be expecting that. Like, I was just like, let me see. Let me try. Because really, it'd be about me trying to learn these transitions on TikTok because they be going crazy. They be throwing shit and end up in the front of the screen. I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, let me try that. Let me do a little turn, you know, and then let me implement my music in there. And it just next day. It was just like 100,000 remakes, then 200,000, then 300,000, then 4. I'm like, oh, shit, this is crazy. It just be unexpected. Like, they made a million different challenges and trends to it. I couldn't even keep up after a while. Like, I'm trying to do all of them myself. Like, make sure I'm keeping up with the looks, the makeup, then the walks they doing. Now they doing, like, talking about your ex-boyfriend and hitting them with the I'm like, okay.
I think it's so interesting how, like, everybody can on TikTok takes the sound but makes it their own. Like, at first it was the transitions, like, the makeup and the look. And then it was, like, the boyfriend, like, your ex, your new boo. And it's like, they using your sound savagely. It's so crazy how it just turns about over and over again. Like, that's dope.
Yeah, it's just everybody's creating their own wave with the sound. Like, I'm like, they made it a slow-mo. It's getting real sexy in a bit, okay? And we speed it up, doing dance moves to it. I'm like, okay, I got to get back on TikTok for real, and look up all the sounds because they just be popping up randomly.
One for every different vibe.
Right.
Speaking of TikTok, though, since your song has gone so viral on TikTok, can you give us some tips? Give us some hints, like 3 steps to going viral on TikTok for artists or creators that want their song to get that challenge status.
Man, I would just say, watch the trends that's going on. Pay attention to what people like right now and make it into your own. You know what I mean? And use the hashtags, because the hashtags be working and it gets your videos like circulating on all people's like phones and stuff, and you know, on their pages.
Solid advice. Now let's get into the shows you got coming up, because you said earlier booked and busy, but you didn't say how booked and how busy, because you're performing at Rolling Loud coming up.
Right.
New York and the Cali versions of Rolling Loud. So what is that feeling like?
That's amazing. It's amazing because Rolling Loud has been my dream. Like, I was just a year ago before COVID, I was running around backstage with my other artist friends who didn't even know that I rapped, saying like, oh yeah, I'm going to be on the Rolling Loud stage. They're like, girl, what you going to be on the Rolling Loud stage for? And I'm like, y'all ain't know I rap. Like, come on now. Like, I can really do y'all up in the stoop. But, you know, I ain't getting to it. I was just letting them know, like, I'm going to be on there. I'm going to be outside. I was running around with my friends in the crowds and everything. So for it to actually happen and I get all 3 Rolling Louds, like, that's crazy. Me prepping for it is honestly the best of it all. Like, getting to learn, like, the dance moves and working hard, like, Beyonce, okay? Because she work hard. She gets in there. So I've been calling myself Caliance. Because before Rolling Loud, because I'll be working hard. I want to be the best. So Rolling Loud is that's my time to show people, like, right now that I want to be the best and I'm going to give my all.
Okay, Caliance.
I love that.
Now, you're performing on the day that Travis Scott is headlining for Rolling Loud New York, right?
I believe so, yes.
So, in essence, you open it up for Travis Scott. Like, have you thought about that? Like, all of the people that are on these Rolling Loud lineups, from Roddy Ricch to Young Dolph, Lotto, you got Sada Baby, ASAP Ferg, all of them. You're on the same stage as people we already hold in status of greats. So
yeah.
Do you feel some sort of semblance of like, okay, I've arrived or I've made it now that I'm on this stage alongside these people?
Not necessarily like I made it now, but just keep like, I can absorb this energy of greatness, you know, and just build and to the point where I've gotten my final end goal and what my vision is, you know, to see myself at. So I'm absorbing all this great energy, all the greatness, all the good vibes, the work ethic. I'm just noting it, writing it down, learning my lessons and stuff. And it feels amazing. Honestly, be on the same stage as people that have did their time, you know, in the music industry and stuff like that. So it feels great.
Who has been like one of the bigger artists that have like given your props, given your flowers, that you've been like, you really listening to me? Like, you see what I'm doing. Have you had that artist reach out to you yet since you've been like on the come up?
Yes. I love Rico Nasty like so much. I used to watch her visuals, like her visuals are crazy and she's just herself completely. Like the way I look at Nikki, I'm like, girl, you are yourself, like you're a bomb, like that confidence, that's what I look at. Like not just the bars, but being myself. So when I seen Rico, she's creating her own way. She's been herself 100%. When she reached out to me like, you're amazing, let me hop on your song. I'm like, girl, wait, you like me for real? Like, this is crazy. You did a video. You took your time. You look good. Like, you know, it was a great feeling. I was running up and down my apartment.
As you should.
Has anyone else reached out to? Any other person that you are like, yo, you're dope, and you reached out to me?
Yeah, I mean, I got Enchanted and Flo Milli reached out, and the girls was like, we need a song with you. So, you know, we getting that together. You know, I'm always down to work with all the rap girlies. But yeah, Flo Milli reached out to me.
She's on Rolling Loud too, so that can be a thing. You know, y'all can link up.
Yeah,
just throw it out there.
Anna Leo, I know she's a new up and coming artist out of Texas, and she reached out to me too. So that's dope.
You're in demand. That's basically what you're telling us. Okay, we got it. We get the picture. So speaking of all these shows and things that you have going on right now, one of the big shows that people are excited about is this new tour with Gucci Mane and Jeezy on it.
Okay.
Now, you already know the history of Gucci and Jeezy, right?
So
The tour is called the Legends of the Streets Tour. And you got Gucci on here, Jeezy, Ross, 2 Chainz, Fabulous, Lil' Kim. The lineup is stacked. But the whole thing that everybody's been talking about is the fact that Jeezy and Gucci are on tour together. Like, how do we think that's going to play out?
Honestly, this is my first time hearing about that. So I'm like, okay. And I'm not going to sit here like I listen to Jeezy and Gucci like I'm following. So, from what I know, I mean, they on the tour. They agreed to it. So, I mean, it should be cool. But I don't know much. So, I would have y'all tell me more about what you so I learn some more because I don't know for real.
You know, I think it'll be seamless. I think it'll be flawless because with all of the people that are on this tour, you literally have legends on this tour. So it ain't like they're going to be on one tour bus singing Kumbaya.
Right.
Lil' Kim going to have her bus or her planes and Gucci going to have his. Jeezy going to have his. And I think everybody's just going to kind of be off in their own little bubble until it's time to hit the stage. So
right.
I get the excitement about it or the anticipation, like you got all these people in the same place, but I don't think they're really going to be buddied up like that. Like, I think it's just going to be get in, hit the stage and bounce.
Right. I feel the same way because like they done squashed the beef, the versus battle happened, they done did what they had to did. And like, that should be the peace offering that they're on tour together. So.
Right. I seen the verses. They seem like they were towards the end. Right. So the fact that the tour is coming up, it's not a shocker because it seemed like it's a good strategy to campaign, get folks on that tour.
Right. That's how. We got Gucci and Jeezy together. You got to get on this. That's how they marketed to all the other artists that want to get on it.
Yeah.
Callie, do you have like a dream versus battle that you want to see between two artists?
You know, I'm a barb. But every time I bring up Nikki, everybody's like, well, you got to do your little Kim research. And I'd be like, well, I'm a barb.
Favorite Nikki song, go.
I was on the plane with the rain.
You got a classic.
I'm the baddest in the school, the baddest in the game. Excuse me, honey, but nobody's in my lane. And and it's so much more. But if I had to see a versus, I'm gonna say Lil' Kim and Nikki. Cause they just that every time I bring up the fact that I'm a barb, they be like, oh, Lil' Kim did this and that. I'm not in that. I grew up with Nikki. You know what I mean? That has nothing to do. but I'll watch it.
Kim already said she's down too, so you gotta get your girl. She gonna be reaching out to you soon enough. Nikki's in a very collaborative spirit right now. We'll get to that in a second, but when you get that Nikki reach out and y'all do y'all song or whatever it is, then you know you can slide that in there. Like, Nikki, go ahead and do the verses with Kim. Go ahead and do it. Now let's go to the Nikki topic. Since we brought her up already, so she wants to do a R&B collab with Jhené Aiko, Kehlani, Brandy, Kiki Wyatt, and just a few of the other girls. She posted the tweets on this. Did you see this?
Yes, of course.
I forgot. I'm talking to a Barb here. So you saw the tweets. Nikki's like, yo, tell these girls to hit me. A lot of them replied. Summer Walker replied. Kehlani replied. Do you think like Nikki's gonna be out here putting out an R&B project or a few R&B songs, or what do you think this is all about?
I feel like she is, you know, trying to get back out here with on a different wave. So if she said it, I'm listening. You know, I think she's gonna do it. But of course, she said she was gonna do a project with the rap girls. So that's what I was listening to. That's what I was paying attention to.
Right.
R&B listening, but I'm a rap girly, so I'm tapping in when that time comes.
Who else would you want to see in that same project? Like, if it was Nikki, you, who else would you want to see on that or hear on that too?
I would say Ken Man, Mulatto, Enchantin. I would say Flo Milli, Tay Money. Love me some Tay Money. She's dope. That's my tops right there.
Now, all right, we did our entertainment topics. Now let's circle it back to you. Projects on the way, videos on the way. What's on the way with you?
I'm really focused on just keep it and going. And I just dropped. Everybody's like, I need more music, but it's like I just dropped this song. I gave it to y'all. You know what I mean? So I'm just focused on keeping going. Definitely more visuals, more freestyles, more look shows. But then busy, of course. I'm gonna be performing a lot. Actually, September is looking crazy for me. But yeah.
Well, we know you're gonna be here in our city on the 18th. Actually.
Yeah.
You're gonna be here in Raleigh.
I'm excited. I had these a school. I think it was like Salem. Salem, yeah. They had did to my song and they was going crazy and I was like, who is this? I need to come out here. Like, I need to go. So I'm actually really excited for North Carolina.
Yeah, that's gonna be the turn up. September 18th, you know, we're gonna have to pop out for that.
Yeah.
We'll be in there. We're gonna be on our that night, all right?
Yeah, ready to hit you nigga with all night. Okay, no, you can't get in the section.
You ain't buying 42.
Okay, even us with the hookah. You pay for this hookah? You cannot hit the hookah.
Like that. Then all right, so anything else you want people to know? Let us know where everybody can follow you and anything else you want before we get up out of here.
I'm on all social medias as Kali. It's K-A-L-I-I-I. And just stay tuned and keep tapped in with me. Thank you guys for supporting me with everything. It's more hits on the way, more songs, more visuals. And we're going to keep hitting these niggas with them.
Perfect way to end it. Perfect note to end it on. Thank you so much for joining us, Kali.
Thank you.
Be sure to follow us as well at Hip Hop DX on all platforms. You can follow me at Asia Sky.
You can follow me at Adub.
Okay.
And we will see you next episode with more from DX Daily.